The Florida Panthers have repeated as Stanley Cup champions. Initial men's hockey rosters for the 2026 Olympics have been released, plus the 11-day power play starts today. I'm Jack Kreuzer. This is The Scoreboard for Wednesday, June 18th. In a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup Final, the Florida Panthers have defeated the Edmonton Oilers to repeat as champions of the National Hockey League. Just like 2024, the Panthers lifted the proclaimed greatest trophy in sports on home ice last night, winning Game 6 5-1. Former Sabres Samson Reinhart stole the show, scoring 4 goals, including the game's opener, 4 minutes and 36 seconds into the first period. Reinhart is just the 4th player in NHL history to score 4 times in a Stanley Cup clinching game. Reinhart ended the series with a historic 7 goals, joining an elite group of 3 players to have done the same in the Stanley Cup final since 1956. Jean Beliveau, Mike Bossy, and Wayne Gretzky. Sam Bennett was named the Conn Smythe Trophy winner as the most valuable player throughout the playoffs. Bennett scored an NHL most 15 goals this postseason, including 5 in the Stanley Cup final. Bennett is set to hit the free agency market on July 1st. The Panthers are the 8th team to repeat as Stanley Cup champions in the expansion era since 1967, joining the Tampa Bay Lightning, who most recently went back-to-back in 2020 and 2021. The Philadelphia Flyers and Detroit Red Wings each won 2 consecutive Stanley Cups. The Pittsburgh Penguins and Edmonton Oilers accomplished the feat twice in that span, while the Montreal Canadiens and New York Islanders each won the Cup in 4 consecutive years within the last half century. Samson Reinhart, along with fellow former Sabre Evan Rodriguez and Dmitry Kulikov, will each have their names etched on the Stanley Cup for a second time, all as back-to-back champs. Earlier this week, the 12 men's ice hockey teams that have qualified for the 2026 Winter Olympic Games each announced the first 6 players on their respective rosters. 1 current Buffalo Sabre and 3 former Sabre players have been selected as initial members to represent their countries. Current Sabres captain Rasmus Dahlin has been named an initial member of Team Sweden. Dahlin has represented his country 4 times already in his career. The now 25-year-old most recently suited up for Sweden in the NHL-sponsored Four Nations Face-Off earlier this year. Before he was drafted by the Sabres in June of 2018, Dahlin participated in 2 World Junior Championships along with the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea, making Dahlin one of the more experienced players when it comes to Olympic hockey. Announced in February, the 2026 Winter Olympics will be the first that the National Hockey League players are allowed to participate in since 2014 in Sochi. While NHL players have still represented their countries at the World Championships over the last 11 years, the NHL Players Association made it clear that participating at the Olympics was a top priority. The NHL, NHLPA, and International Ice Hockey Association came to an agreement to allow players from the world's top hockey league to play in both the 2026 and 2030 Olympic Games. This will be the first chance for former Sabres stars Jack Eichel and Samson Reinhart to participate in the Olympics, each named to their respective USA and Canada's initial rosters of 6 players. Žemgis Girgensons, the 3rd former Sabre to be announced as a team member, will play for Latvia in his Olympic debut. As far as snubs go, Sabres forward J.J. Paterka was not selected as an initial member of Team Germany. In the midst of rumors surrounding the pending restricted free agent, Paterka's name has been swirling about as a potential trade target or even as an offer sheet target for other teams across the NHL. Despite a concussion that kept him out for 5 games at the start of this past season, the 23-year-old winger posted a career-best 68 points with his 2nd straight season of at least 27 goals. Paterka has the highest likelihood to get the nod to the Olympics out of the rest of the Sabres' current roster, with Tage Thompson on the bubble for Team USA. The full 25-man roster for all 12 participating countries will be announced closer to the start of the 2026 Olympics, which open February 6th in Italy. Since 2017, the 11-Day Power Play, a major fundraiser at Lecom Harbor Center, has taken place each summer, raising more than $11 million over the last 8 years. The event, which features community members taking individual three-hour-long shifts over 11 straight days, keeps a hockey game running around the clock in an effort to raise funds for Roswell Park, Make-A-Wish, Camp Good Days, and Oshai Children's Hospital. The opening ceremonies for this year's event are today at Lecom Harbor Center at 9 o'clock a.m. The event, which is currently taking donations, will end with closing ceremonies on Sunday, June 29th at 6 o'clock p.m. This has been The Scoreboard, presented by Zenner & Ritter Heating and Cooling for Wednesday, June 18th. I'm Jack Cruiser for Buffalo-Toronto Public Media Sports.